You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Friday, the 6th of July, important day for markets across the world on account of US's tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese imports coming into existence and China responding as well. The key event, though, didn't seem to have too much of an impact on our very own Sensex and Nifty, and we'll tell you what really happened in the markets today on this podcast that's called An Evening Walk Down the Lal Street on Money Control. Welcome.
An Evening Walk Down the Lal Street.
So the S&P BSE Sensex closed today 83 points higher, that's 0.2%, at 35,657, and Nifty ended 22 points higher at 10,772. So the Nifty pretty much failed to close above its crucial level of 10,800 today, and the Sensex also erased most of its intraday gains as investors preferred to book profits at higher levels. Trading in the Asian markets was kind of muted, but the bulls managed to gain control on Dalal Street, even as trade war fears became real and proper today. Experts do believe that though these were factored in by our investors in the local markets, US tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese exports took effect today, and concerns of a retaliation by Beijing somewhat dampened the sentiment across the region. US tariffs on more than 800 goods from China worth $34 billion took effect earlier today, and China's Commerce Ministry said in a statement shortly thereafter that it will be forced to retaliate, meaning $34 billion worth of U.S. imports, including auto and agricultural products, will face 25% tariffs. This was according to a Reuters report. The report also said the Chinese shed led a recovery in the Asian markets, partly helped by the perception that the tariff measures were already priced in. The worries about what lay ahead for global markets boosted the appetite for perceived safe haven assets such as government debt and the Japanese yen. Jayant Manglik, President Religare Broking, spoke to Money Control, and this is what he had to say. The Nifty settled marginally higher amid volatility, reflecting prevailing cautiousness among the participants. It retested the hurdle around 10,800 twice, but couldn't sustain in the end. However, buying in select index majors and recovery in broader market eased some of the pressure. Markets are largely trading in tandem with global peers, which are also facing difficulty, mainly due to the prevailing trade war between the US and China. Besides, rise in crude oil prices and weakness in the rupee has further dampened the sentiment. Now, to come back on the podcast to give you a look at what happened locally. Sectorally, the S&P BSE Auto Index closed 1.3% higher, followed by the Realty Index, which gained 1.2%, and the Capital Goods Index was up 1.1% at close. Now, on the losing side, you had the Healthcare Index that slipped 0.7%, followed by the Consumer Durables Index, which was down 0.23% at close, and the FMCG Index as well closed 0.16% lower. The Mid-Cap Index gained 0.56%, and the Small-Cap Index gained 0.46% today. The top Sensex gainers included Hero Motor Corp, Tata Motors, Bajaj Auto, TCS, Mahindra & Mahindra and Adani Ports. The top Sensex losers included NTPC, HDFC, Wipro, Vedanta, ICICI Bank, ONGC and Bharti Airtel. Moving on to take stock of the stocks in the news, shares of Punjab National Bank added 1.7% today as this public sector lender put on sale three NPAs worth 136 crore rupees. Then you had Tata Consultancy Services touching a fresh new high. It scaled the 1900 rupees per share mark, supported by expectations of strong growth in the June quarter and appreciation in the rupee against the dollar. Brokerages expect over 3% sequential growth for the June quarter, above peers such as Infosys and HCL Technologies, and the stock closed 1.6% higher. Then you had the auto component maker Varroc Engineering starting off trade at 1,015 rupees on its first Friday in the markets, and the stock price gained 7.6% on the Bombay Stock Exchange. Cable TV service providers were in the spotlight yesterday after getting dented a bit on account of the announcement by Reliance Industries to launch Jio Giga Fiber. So shares of cable TV service providers like Den Networks and Hathway Cable continue to fall today as well on account of this newly launched ultra-high-speed fixed-line broadband service from Reliance Industries. Den Network closed 7.3% lower, Hathway Cable ended 11% down, and City Network closed 5% lower. In realty stocks, you had shares of Shobha gaining 3.3% today after the company's sales bookings for the first quarter of FY19 increased by 22% to 762.4 crore rupees as compared to the corresponding quarter last year on higher volumes. Moving on to take stock of what happened in markets elsewhere in the world, well, Asian markets seem to have staged a bit of a recovery today, with the Shanghai Composite in China ending with 0.5% of gains. And this is though we have the whole backdrop of the US tariffs worth $34 billion taking effect today. The Nikkei 225 gained 1.1%. The Hong Kong Hang Seng Index gained 0.4%. Then South Korea's Kospi was up 0.6% at close, and Australia's ASX 200 gained 0.91%. So pretty much a peaceful day in the Asian markets, but same can't be said of the European markets as we speak. The pan-European stock 600 is trading flat but with a negative bias, down 0.03%. France's CAC again flat, negative bias 0.02% down. Germany's DAX is flat as well but with a positive bias, up 0.07%. And London's FTSE is down 0.2% at the time of bringing you this update. And that's it from us on this podcast. That's all about how the markets have wrapped up today. Thank you so much for joining us on the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. Have a great evening.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.